Welcome to Matt Steve.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Nick's back. We're all back. Man, we did it. We made it to our destination. We've met the border bunch. Fuck yes. Are you pumped or what?
Man, I'm pumped, but fuck, I'm tired.
I know, you're wrecked.
I'm wrecked. But yes, mate, we fucking did it.
So yesterday, did we give them the update about the clutch that day? We did, didn't we?
Yeah, so we did it when we got were up just to leaving all the to way- go to Ybor.
Yep.
So we took off. Yesterday morning around 9:30,
and on the last podcast, I was a little bit worried and hesitant and keeping up with the pace and things like that. But we started riding, and it was fucking, man, it was sick. I was in a shit mood, but as soon as we started riding, I was fucking in a great mood.
Oh, yes. Like the sound of the wind going in your helmet.
That first stop, I was like, this is sick. Like, I was just so excited. Like, it was
It's cool when you're riding a big crew, eh?
Yeah, it's so good. Off, like, ding, 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 and it was just, we went through this forest and it was just hectic up and down. Like, it was fucking pretty technical and sketchy. And then you're off the side, there was like a fucking cliff and you're like, this is good, you know?
Yeah. No, it was like amazing scenery yesterday. It was just great. All the scenery's been amazing. I've never been out near Dorrigo or Bellingen or any, have you been at Coffs Harbour?
No. And I was actually shocked at the terrain. It was beautiful.
Man. Yeah. And because you just go from like complete country to kind of like not jungle, but whatever. Fucking, what's it? Like Dane tree shit. What do you call Dane tree shit? Like mangroves and vines and green shit. What do you call those?
I don't know. There's a lot of shit going on.
Yeah, yeah.
But as soon as we met the boys, we hit the first bit of gravel, and was it Stewie? I think it was Stewie. Not only overtook me, but overtook me on the back wheel.
Yeah.
Which was the most disrespected I've ever been in my life, but it was also the coolest disrespect in my life. Like, it made me angry and horny at the same time, you know? It was confusing. But he was just on his back wheel so much, just fucking around. I'm like, this bike, I'm like, he's wearing a lighter bike? What is he riding at the moment?
Who, Stewie or Tom Jack?
Stewie.
Stewie's
been on the pod before.
He's on a KTM 690.
Yep.
And, just crazy.
Just flies.
Man, just flies, man.
And the thing is, like, when we see like some people doing like dirt riding, they stand up to move the bike. I've never seen him stand up. I think he just sits down the whole time and just flies around sideways.
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. Doesn't even get sideways. Just
he just goes.
Knows how to go, you know.
Yeah, he's not fucking around. So he's
so
the king.
So good, man.
But it was good. I had a great day. But I was slowly picking up my pace towards the end of the day. Yeah. But we had some sketchy fucking, there's a new bit of gravel that was put down. And it was worse than a gravel road. I was like, am I just shitting myself on this or what?
Yeah, it's pretty hard stuff to ride on. It's like this kind of, what is it? This very small gravel, like almost like sand or some shit.
Yeah.
And it's black and very hard to ride. But when you get the hang of it, it's a bit of fun. Yeah. Bit of fun.
Didn't mind it towards the end there. We got through that section.
Yeah.
Then we're back into this fucking forest again. And I'm going to show some footage of it. It's the wildest, the most beautiful scenery. Like this creek and you go through a fucking cave and shit.
So beautiful.
And then the best part of the day was like, because all that gravel shit happened. So I was fucking, we got stuck at a road works. So we were, because I'm at the end with old mate at the back. Who's the guy back again? What's his name?
Dave, the sweeper.
Dave's the sweeper. So we're at the back and then we get stopped by construction.
Yeah.
And then it was like for 15 minutes. So, and you got to wait for the next person. And I was waiting for the next person to be like, fuck, how is he taking 15
That's
minutes?
That's what we were thinking.
Get,
we were like, oh man, we thought Brett was a bit slow, but not this slow.
Yeah.
And then we realized, it was
the construction. I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
So that pissed me off. And then we got over, there was a tree in the middle of the road, which was sick. And all the boys just got together and started throwing the bikes over.
Yeah.
And then
Jack tried to jump. You guys, you missed it. Tom Jack tried to jump over the log and just came straight off the side. We got great footage of it. We'll put it up there.
Have you got footage
excellent.
Of it?
Yeah. Oh, what? Mondo didn't show you?
No.
Oh, mate, it's great.
He's got a GoPro as well, does he?
Yes, yeah. Oh, no, he did it on the phone.
No.
We all, like, waited. We're like, no, we've got to get this on camera. And because it was such a sheer drop on the right side, we're like, Tom Jack, whatever you do, don't jump off the right side. But it's the first thing he did. And he just slid down this fucking gully. It was great. Yeah.
So we got all the fucking bikes over. And then finally, I hit some terrain that I was familiar with, which was red clay and rocks, which is my hometown of Perth.
Yes.
And I could finally get some fucking pace going and comfort. And that was the only part of the day where the sweeper, Dave, wasn't on my ass.
Oh, yes, great.
Because Dave was, like, always on my back. And one of the sections, he's like, at the end of it, he's like, just fucking stand up and give it some gas. He didn't say fucking. He's like, just stand up, give it gas, and just trust the bike. And he's like, I know it's heavy, but just go. I was like, okay. And then I started doing that, and he was like, thumbs up and me at the shit of that.
Yeah.
But then when I got into that section, I was like, it was like a home. I was fanging up and down. I kept up with your dad for about fucking 7 minutes, just on his ass.
Mm.
And then, but then I slowed down because we went past. There was a tree that was hanging out, which was sketchy. Like you had to, otherwise it would have teared you open. But then I had to slow down. The only time I've ever had to slow down for anyone on this trip, slow down just make sure Dave didn't get fucking done over. And then your old man was the corner guy or some shit, and then he stopped. And then for a whole leg, I was like, just on your dad's ass again. And then at the last leg, because it was like Perth, so I was happy to go. Yeah. I'm flying at like 110, like up a fucking hill. It was the only time for 20 minutes I held off your dad. And I've never been more excited. And then Dave comes up at the end of the thing at the pub and goes, man, all day, to be honest, you know what I mean? Like, you know, you're new on the thing. It's, you know, your pace wasn't up there yet. He goes, but that last 2 hours, you were fucking flying. I was like, man, I said red clay and rocks. I'm in my home soil there, you know?
Yeah, that's great, man.
I felt good, and then I felt confident.
Picking it up.
Yeah, you know, I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just getting used to that bike. It's just so fucking heavy. But it's not too bad compared to a GS, bikes, but it's just a big pig, and it fucking just slides out when you're on a fucking weird angle. It's like, no. You could like, and then stopping the fucking thing down a hill just takes so much time.
Yeah.
You just got to trust it and just let it go.
There were some wicked downhill stops that were like, yeah. But I was proud of you, man. I was proud of you. I thought your pride would get the best of you. And then you would end up between two fucking trees or off a cliff or something. But you did it. You swallowed your pride and you just was like, no, I'm going to be safe. Because that's what we're all about. We're like, it doesn't matter. We don't mind waiting for you as long as you don't crash.
Stewie was like, mate, we don't care if you're slow. We're just scared that you fucking go do something stupid and then fuck up the bike and take 2 hours to, you know what I mean? So I was like, all right. But it just everyone was like, every time I'd see someone, I'm like, yes, go past, go. And then it's like skirting off around these clips. I was like, fucking hell. But there was some fucking real sharp. Anyway, I had a great day. And I was full of excitement. Yeah. And then the last 2 hours got me confidence up. And I was like, this is great. And then we fucking get to this accommodation in Ebor and just get on the fucking piss. And I've never had a better day.
Oh, yeah. So many rum and cokes. Man. What was I feeling it today? I was like, but then you get in the cold. It's hitting your face. You're stressing about your life. And you're like, fuck. This has really cleared up the hangover, you know?
Yeah, it's fucked it right off. But so we did the full day, and then last night we got on the piss. We did a bit of footage.
So we went from Tenterfield to Ebor.
Yeah.
And we went, I forget where we went through. We didn't go through anywhere where I can remember, but we'll put that in the map thing or whatever. But it was so cool seeing a place like Tenterfield. You're in the dry kind of farming weather.
Yeah.
And then you drive like 2 or 3 hours and you're on the beach.
You're in a fucking forest, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
Like,
it's crazy.
You're in a rainforest, you know?
It was some of the views and the footage, like, check it out, even if you're not into motorbikes or whatever the fuck. I mean, obviously you are if you're into flat stick. But it was fucking great. And it was so beautiful. We rock up to this pub. I've never been fucking, you know, when you're at the end of a big day and you're like just so happy to park up. The pub is attached to the motel. So down our hallway, we got the pub, which is sick.
Yes.
And boy, did we discover it. And then I think we were on the jukebox fucking putting Slipknot and shit on last night. God knows what.
Man, we're like, okay, one more drink. Okay, one more drink. Because we knew we were going to be hurting today. Because Stewie, right, he goes, tomorrow, I'm doing easy days, right? Today was an easy day. But we rode for, what time do we leave? 9:30 in the morning. Got back at 6, so we rode for 7.5 hours.
Man, you did 362 clicks.
Yeah, 362
today,
clicks.
Today, I was, my back was killing me, and my fucking foot was killing me, my knee was killing me. So Brett bitched
Man,
out today.
That's such a elongated way to say that you're a fucking wuss.
Yep, okay, I'm a big old pussy.
Yeah.
But Brett, I had a day off, and it was great. I got to have a wank. I got to chill out. It was, you know, did my washing.
Yeah, you look very relaxed.
Time.
You must have had a lot of pent-up pressure.
Oh, mate, Jesus Christ. You've
got to use that pressure on the bike.
Yeah.
Man, you got to use that pressure.
Oh, I use the it's either anger or something. Anyway, but I started day drinking at 12. I was having a great time. I went to the this sandwich shop. I'll go explore Ebor because I didn't look at Ebor on a map. And I went into the sandwich shop just down the road because you guys went there and you go support the local. Went down there and I said, oh, ma'am, is there much to do in Ebor?
Yeah.
And she goes, there's this, the service station, and that pub you're staying in. That is it. And then I was like, oh, okay. And she goes, and don't order anything complicated off the menu. I don't have a chef, so just a sandwich. I was like, man, the country hospitality. Ah.
It's straight up, isn't
it? And she gets a group of five guys rocked up and she was pissed off.
Yeah.
She's like, I've only got four lasagnas. If you all want lasagnas, I've only got four of them. Just yelling at him at the door. The guy's like, I don't even know. I didn't want a lasagna. I'm just letting you know.
Man, so funny last night. I was telling the boys today, it was the best thing ever. There was a bloke at the bar and he's like, I've got a quad runner. And I was like, oh, cool. Man, are they illegal? And then this young girl behind the bar goes, nah, you just got to have a roll cage.
No one's putting a roll cage on it.
Yeah, but it was just funny that the girl behind the bar
knew
about quad runners. Like, just need one bar up and around. And I was like, fuck that.
It should automatically know everything. There's also, look, there's a little mouse running up the side of her. Anyway, there's this guy at the bar yesterday who I love. It reminded me of all those old bar flies because he had the darkest red nose and face because he obviously was a chronic alcoholic or is a chronic alcoholic. And I go, when I looked at him, I go, fucking, he's one of those guys that won't order a drink. He'll just hold his cash there and stare at you. And because we were all on the way ordering stuff, he was so pissed off. But I was like, this fucking alco is going to fire up. And then I was like, oh, I shouldn't call someone alco. I don't know about their life. Walk out to the bar this morning, 11 a.m. He's there.
Oh, really? He's there. Oh, yes.
You can just tell he's on his lunch break trying to throw down 15 schooners.
Mate, it was great. It's such a great pub. It's a fucking no Man. Character at all. Yep. Nothing, but it's just kind of character.
Just fluoro lights everywhere. Yeah. The owner's a legend. The kid's running around. He's having a good time. He showed us some of his awards he got. He got a neat handwriting award.
Oh,
I was like, good on you, mate.
Oh, that's so cool. And
they're so nice. And they're just like, so much trust. Like, he goes, oh, someone didn't pay off their $300 tab last night, but I'm sure they'll sort it out tonight. You know what I mean? It's just good people.
Yeah.
But, how was today's ride, Nick, without me?
Mate, it was excellent. But you did well to sit it out, I think, because it would have ruined you. It's ruined me. Yeah, we did. We went from here to Dorigo. Never been to Dorigo before. Nice little town.
Yep.
And then we rode. It was on the bitumen. So we did to Dorigo. And then from Dorigo to a place called Thora, right? Went on these little windy one-lane roads where all these beautiful waterfalls were. It was so nice. And then from there, we went Thora. We did this back road. Went on this back road that was like, you know, a tar road that's like a meter wide. Went on one of those for bloody ages. And then there was a state forest and it said, forest closed. But we just went in it anyway. And
Close down a forest?
Oh, man. It was
closing down a forest for renovation?
It was so amazing. It was beautiful. And then there were these big spoon drains, right?
Yeah.
Like fire trails. And we were just jumping those. And man, I got some air. I got some big air. I destroyed the shock absorbers. I've got some.
You're like 1996. I'm going to send this bike back to it.
Oh man, yeah, it was. I was getting some big airs. It was great. Dad's like, you should worry about. You got to get it back to Melbourne. I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll settle down. Next spoon drain, I just did the biggest air in front of him.
What's a spoon drain? Is it like a?
Yeah, it's like a. They do them in the fire trails. You know, I don't know how they. It's just a big hill, basically, on the road.
Oh, right.
And, mate, we're having a great time. However, we got this place called Taylor's Arms. So good. Man, for those who don't know, in the flat stick, right? So in Yooralla, I had a pork, what is it? pork belly.
I think I had pork.
I think I had pork belly the night before as well.
You've had all six of your meals have been pork.
Yes. And then today, when we went to Taylor's Arms, pub and no beer, had another bloody pork chop. And then I think I might get pork loins tonight. I'm a pork man.
There was a few offs today because I was speaking to Christian, and Christian's the only time, for people who don't know Christian, it's his brother, the Iceman we call him. It's the only time I've seen him say emotion thing today, and I go, how was the ride today? He goes, yeah, it was long. And then I said, was it 300 plus? He goes, 362. And he goes, if I had known it was that many, I probably would have done the same as you. I think he's tired as well, you know?
Oh, man, it was a brutal ride. But we did all terrains. We did a bit of mud. We did a bit of bloody bitumen. Yeah. We did a bit of dirt. We did fucking everything.
It's good variety around here, isn't there?
Man, we did everything.
Who ended up sending the bike into a tree?
Adam did. Adam was coming down this clay thing, went the wrong side, and just ended up kind of running into two trees. And then I followed him, but didn't go into the two trees.
But you went up in your ass or something?
Big rut, and I just did the lamest fall over ever. I just put the front brake on too early, and then I just lost my balance and just did the slowest. Just fell over.
And
now
your brother said he got footage of it, so I was like, yes.
Nah, fuck him.
Here comes some bullying.
Fuck that guy. My bike, I checked the oil when we first left Melbourne. And then today, it was a bit low, so we're like, fuck. Went around every shop looking for four-stroke motorbike oil. They had two-stroke motorbike oil. I don't know who rides a two-stroke anymore on the road. God help them. No four-stroke motorbike oil. So I just put car oil in it. She's running like new.
just put some Vaseline in there or some shit.
She was running good, mate. And yeah, we went to this great pub at Taylor's Arms, a pub with no beer, the pub that Slim Dusty wrote the song about.
Yeah.
Fucking great. Had a great meal. And this lady walks down and she goes, all right, who still hasn't got a meal yet? And then her friend a couple of guys go, yeah, I got this. She goes, oh, yeah, that's there. That's up there. He goes, what about this meal? And she goes, oh, yeah, that one's up there. And then my mate Jared goes, oh, I got a chicken burger. And she goes, don't know anything about that. And then Christian went up, got his meal, and he's like, yeah, the chicken burger's up there as well.
Country towns rule.
I was chasing Mondo today. Mondo is on a Tenere 700.
Yeah.
I was chasing him, right? Fucking, because I got him in the morning. I was chasing him in the morning, and I got him.
Yep.
He let me pass. He's like, all right, mate, you've wound me down. Passed, right? I was flying. I used all my energy in the morning. I was like, I've had a big mug of cappuccino. I'm fucking...
The cap's on the cap.
It's time to do this, right? Pass him. Then later on, Mondo passes me. Absolutely, because I was tired. I was like, I'm ruined. And I'll get him again, right? I'll get him again. I'm hauling down this fucking dirt road, chasing him, right? Absolutely hauling him. And then I'm closing in to pass him. Right? And then he turns around, sees me. And then he just takes off, right? Takes off. And I thought he'd seen me the whole time. And he was racing me. Turns out, he was just chilling out. And he thought he was lost. And then he's like, all right, it's on, mate. He takes off. I fucking overshoot this hairpin turn. Go straight into a creek bed.
The other thing is, I was thinking it last night. I think I was going to say it is like, not only are you got like the pace is fast, which is fair, but also all you boys have grown up together. So you're all racing each other constantly. Yeah. And I'm like, hey guys, we're here for a good time. And you guys are like, like you haven't, I doubt even any of you cunts have seen scenery because you're too busy in the fucking wildest race ever.
Yeah, that's it. Tom even Jack and I were talking about it. We're like, maybe next year we should just do like scramblers or something, or we all have to buy a bike for $1,500 so we actually see some scenery. Because man, we're racking up some K's today.
You're all just hauling in the longest race of the day, and I'm like, I don't think you have time to turn your head and look at the scenery, you know?
Yeah. Sometimes I slow down now, I chill out. But other times I'm like, I want to race the boys sometimes, you know. You want to give them a little race. Yeah. But, I mean, there's three guys. There's Jared. He's on a WR450. There's Tom Jack, who's on a CR450F. And then you got Adam, who's on a 500, KTM 500,
yeah.
Right? So all of those guys are kind of out of the race because their bikes are so fast. Like, the power is so quick. And it's easy for them to stop. But saying that today, Tom Jack told me he nearly rode straight off a cliff. And it was passing Jared.
Because their bikes are light and fast.
Yeah, yeah. But they're also, you know, probably the best riders as well. So they've got those bikes, plus they're the best. But I try to take them on sometimes. I passed Adam on the highway today. There was a one-lane bridge that said, do not overtake. And I was like, this is when I'm going to get him. And I overtook him.
He won't
him.
Expect it.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. That's it. I passed him on the left. He scared the shit out of him. It was great.
Perfect. Mate. All right, so tomorrow where do we head?
Mate, we head to Drake.
Drake's.
If you thought Ebor was an inbred small town, you wait till you go to Drake, right? It's a logging town where we're definitely going to get eaten by cannibals.
Fuck, I'm pumped
inbred
about
cannibals.
That. Man, let's wrap it up there and let's go get some dinner. I'm starving.
Oh, yeah, let's have a beery.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, until next time, keep it flat, stick.